Resignation of British Prime Minister Liz Truss, the leader of the opposition Labour Party, has called for a general election in Britain as senior Conservatives compete for the post. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Asked what his views are on suggestions former Prime Minister Boris Johnson is likely to enter the race, Keir Starmer says it's even more evident a new vote is needed in Britain.
I remind myself that only 3 months ago, Boris Johnson left office because most of those who were serving him on his front bench had declared that he was unfit for office. So to go from the kamikaze budget under Liz Truss back to a man that his own party has declared is unfit for office is the most powerful argument you could possibly have for a general election.
Starmer warns against a revolving door of chaos if it was left up to the ruling Conservative Party to pick the next Prime Minister. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky called on the West to warn Russia not to blow up a huge dam that would flood a swath of southern Ukraine as his forces prepare to push Moscow's troops from Kherson in one of the war's most important battles. In a television address, Zelensky said Russian forces had planted explosives inside a huge dam which holds back an enormous reservoir that dominates much of southern Ukraine, and were planning to blow it up and cover their retreat. Russia accused Kyiv earlier this week of planning to rocket the dam. Neither side produced evidence to back up their allegations. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan was barred from holding public office on Friday after the top election tribunal found him guilty of unlawfully selling gifts from foreign dignitaries and heads of state, a lawyer and a minister said. The ruling adds to the political and economic uncertainty in Pakistan since the earlier this year when Khan was ousted from power and supporters took to the streets in different cities in protest, blocking roads and highways and setting tires on fire. The 70-year-old cricketer-turned-politician was accused of misusing his premiership to buy and sell gifts in state possession that were received during visits abroad and worth more than 140 million rupees or $635,000. Sri Lankan lawmakers have overwhelmingly approved a constitutional amendment that trims the powers of the president, a key demand of protesters who are seeking political reforms and solutions to the country's economic crisis. The amendment transfers some presidential powers, including the appointment of officials, to a constitutional council comprising lawmakers and respected non-politicians. The government says the changes will help ensure the independence of the judiciary and public service. If billionaire Elon Musk buys the social media platform Twitter, he apparently plans to lay off most employees, AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Nearly 75% of Twitter's 7,500 employees. That's how many workers Elon Musk plans to lay off if he buys Twitter, says the Washington Post. Twitter's been expected to eliminate some jobs regardless of the sale, but this many? Tech analyst Dan Ives of the investment firm Wedbush says it would free up some cash, and that would look to investors who may want to get in on the deal. But he says a drastic reduction like this would likely set the company back years. Experts are already warning about data security and say harmful content and spam could overrun Twitter. I'm Rita Foley.
Recapping our top story, several British lawmakers are jockeying for support to become the country's next leader following the implosion of Liz Truss's historically short-lived government. One of them, scandal-tarnished former Prime Minister Boris Johnson. The governing Conservative Party has ordered a lightning-fast race that aims to have a new prime minister in place within a week at a time when Britain can ill afford uncertainty at the top. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or for the latest news and information, follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.
Best music now, VOA 1.